Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob, have you ever gone into a shame spiral?
What exactly is a shame spiral?
Some event triggers shame. And then you start to think of other horrible things you may have done, and then it becomes a spiral, and eventually you're rendered unable to do anything.
No.
He would never have that, Joe, because he never has done anything wrong or shameful. Ever.
Probably you're right. Because that's why he's never gone into a shame spiral.
Pittsburgh's treasure.
I almost just went into one. I averted it, thankfully. I won't give you the details. We have a showdown. Interspersed with a trip around the NFL. So this is new territory, Bob. You're the one who forced this. Why don't you go first? Do we have music for Bob's showdown question?
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, a new addition to the Cook and Joe Show on a Monday. It's Showdown Plus, right around the NFL. So we'll mix and match as we go. First question today for you guys. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, in the Penguins' first of two preseason matchups with Columbus, it was a kids' game. Free admission for kids. They came from all over, young people. Had to watch a fight between two goons who have no business being on the ice, except they were on the ice. And the Penguin goon knocked out the Columbus goon to
the point where he was guy trying to fight for a job, literally.
He's not making a team. My point is he cold-cocked him with a right hand that any boxer would have been proud of. Thankfully, the referee caught his head as he went, but he was completely unconscious, lay motionless on the ice.
Wow.
So, my question, this incident in front of a bunch of young kids, which was, you know, kids are going crazy liking it. I don't like that. I think it's a bad look. Should this be used as the impetus to do away with fighting in hockey forever, even though players seem to want fighting to still be a part of this game?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate the kids were there, but I'm not going to blame the players for trying to do what they can to win a job on the team. Both of these guys probably thought this is what they have to do.
But there's no role for a guy like that in the NHL today. Is there?
Team still could use a tough guy, and occasionally – I would be happy if they eliminated fighting too, but I don't think they're going to.
They'll get over it, Bob.
So you don't think it's a bad look for young kids to watch what was an assault? If they don't know any better, thinking two guys are clocking each other and it's okay,
you
cheered for a guy lay motionless on the ice.
Well, why did they cheer for it?
Because that's what we're ingrained to think because of too many examples of it.
You go to a pro sporting event. These kids probably, by the way, watch UFC and things like that, where the idea is to knock the other guy out.
That's a choice.
Fighting's still legal.
That is a choice you make.
And so is going to a hockey game.
But
you
should know a fight could break out. They haven't had it in European hockey forever, and people still like their
brand. Well,
that's
a different question. You go to a hockey game tonight, if you were to go to one, you go knowing if you're against fighting that a fight could break out. And if a fight breaks out, somebody could get their face broken and get knocked out.
It's one thing to have a fight when emotions are tense. This was a preordained kind of...
Guys are trying to make the team. They're trying to do anything they can.
Again, they wouldn't be on the ice because they couldn't make the team. Both are not great skaters. They're only there because fighting is still allowed in the game.
That's the point.
You,
Separate question, should fighting still be allowed?
That's
in the
what
game?
I just asked. Should it be should be ended? That's I'm using this as an example to say that's enough.
Yeah, the argument for it has been everyone says, you know, the players have to be able to, you know, provide the discipline. You know, guys taking cheap shots. If there wasn't fighting, there would be more cheap shots of people going after Crosby. Now, you can say the officials need to do a better job of enforcing the rules. I'll buy that. But that's what the players will tell you, that the game would be more dangerous without fighting than it is.
Do you believe
fighting.
That?
Well, it's almost
I don't.
Gone anyway.
Yeah.
There is no
Well, that's
fighting.
What I'm saying.
Anymore.
If it's almost gone, why is it still there at all?
I agree with that. Just take it out. Nobody
it
would
out.
Care. I okay. mean, that's not true. People do like it. People would care, but I think they'd get over it.
Have you ever seen anyone just stay in their seats for a fight? Everybody is up
yeah.
watching it.
As they would be for a great goal or a great hit. You don't need to fight to bring them out of their seats.
But there's a lot of people who like it. But the bottom line is,
out of their seats.
The first part of your question was something like,
should
how,
we use
how,
this?
How wrong was this yesterday? My answer would be, if you go to a hockey game and you don't want your kids to see
it's
a fight,
it's a kid's game
they
for
might
a preseason game. There was no need for it.
You know, in any game, there could be. If there was a fight in this three-on-three league that Ryan Malone and Craig Patrick have, they have fights because people like it, right?
All right. Well, I'm of the opinion that it's a dinosaur, doesn't need to be in there. Just get rid of it.
Feels like you're going into a shame spiral, Bob.
No, I'm not shame.
This could
He's
be your
never
first
done
one.
Anything wrong.
I'm
could
just
be
saying.
His first one.
No, no shame here. I don't like fighting in hockey. I used to. I don't anymore. It's run its
you.
Course.
I'll never forget.
I
was at the Baltimore Civic Center. Speaking of this, much younger with my brother-in-law, and a fight broke out and spilled into the stands. Bernard King and Chuck Person in an NBA game.
I remember that.
It was wild. And it wasn't something you would expect to see at a basketball game. It was crazy. But people loved it. They loved it, Bob.
I don't love it. Now let's move into the NFL around the league. We're going to go in with our brand new, what are we riding these days? How about a Denali?
I don't even know what that is.
That's a nice car. We're going to go around the league, and you're
Something
the driver.
That Bob would All right. drive, you and I, Joe, can't afford.
Do you know what it was? A
yeah.
Denali?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Great
like
deals
Corvette?
Available at number one Cochran right now. You
oh,
can check it out.
Here we go. Good. The tour return yesterday. We'll start in Miami. We haven't touched on this yet. Man, it sure looked like he had a neurological episode after he was pushed to the turf, but I listened to the post game to the coach, McDaniel, and he said it was because of the back. It did not look like what would happen if someone had he said he got bent backwards during a quarterback sneak earlier, and that's what caused him to basically wobble and fall. I can't buy that. Can you guys?
Tua said the same thing. That was the company line. They both sang that same song.
There
right
it is.
Now, just
there
as
it
we're
is.
Talking
Here
about
he's
it.
About to smash his
Milano
head.
Milano hits him backwards.
Boom. The back of his head. On
and then he holds his head. Here it is.
Look at him staggering.
Watch him shake himself like his
this
head.
This is bolt. Not a guy who's having a back issue.
No. The stumble right there indicated that. His head.
And then they took him in, and then they sent him back out right
yeah.
away, right?
And the NFLPA wants an investigation.
And
I
would
blame
too.
Him.
I would too. Players are always going to want to play through that. But you can't allow it. If you're serious about removing.
Is it at all plausible that it could have been a back thing?
I'm not buying it, but I guess anything is plausible.
I mean, man, they're going to great lengths to listen to that coach if he was just blatantly lying about that. That's crazy.
I did think of something, though, when he did the quarterback sneak. He got rammed, rattled in there. Why
he
is
did.
Not the safest thing for quarterbacks to do? Now, man, Jacoby Brissett mastered it the other night, didn't he? But it's
yeah, he's
not,
a big dude.
It's not the safest thing for quarterbacks.
But it's one of the most productive plays
you
in all
to do
of
it.
The
I haven't seen too many injuries on him, though, to be honest, Ron. A couple, you know?
Yeah, if it's your quarterback, it only takes one.
If my quarterback was 6'5", 220 like Ben, I think he should have done it about 70 more times in his career. Brady's done it a million times.
He has. But the coaches, for some reason, didn't want Ben to do it. I know Haley didn't want him to do it.
I know. We should have asked Haley about that last week. I was going to ask him, actually, whether he ever thought that Ben did that sneak in the game against him in Cleveland intentionally.
That was priceless.
How was that interview? I didn't hear that. Was that good?
He was good.
He always is good. All right, back to the showdown. Now a continuation of hockey, since that's another sport that we haven't gotten to too much.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Jarry, you mentioned what he did last year coming into play when he really probably shouldn't have, just to try to help their team, with a contract extension. Seems like an easy thing, except this team has a lot of high-priced players that occupy a lot. How much is he worth? How much do you think he's worth?
Well, I mean, I think he's on the second tier of goaltenders. I'm not going to pay him, you know,
$6 million. Is that fair?
Vasilevsky money. Yeah, I would think so. I thought he showed me something coming back from that horrible playoff last year. It's a shame he got hurt when he did at the end of the regular season. But I think he's a goaltender you can build around.
Joe?
Yeah, I'd give him 3 years, $18 million. Something like that, $19 million. That's where the John Gibsons and Jordan Binningtons and people like that live right now. And then there's Carey Price and Bobrovsky. And Carey Price, is he officially retired? He was at $10.5 million. Bobrovsky's at 10, and Vasilevsky at 9.5. And then everybody else is in the sixes.
I'm not putting him up on that category. So
I think Bobrovsky was a terrible contract.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can give him with limited playoff success.
And the $6 million
range. Spencer Knight first pick, and that seems like a lot of money to give someone who's not going to be your future goaltender.
I don't mind that at all. I'm not giving him, 10 years or anything. But, yeah, that sounds very reasonable.
How about if he wants eight?
$8 million?
Yeah.
No.
That's a little high.
Okay. He'd be the second highest. Is Bobrovsky still in the league? He stinks.
Yeah, he's with them, but at a really high rate.
And then Price, he would be the second highest paid legitimate goalie in the league. 9.4.
Okay.
Am I right about Bobrovsky? Did he stink last year?
He was okay during the regular season, but in the postseason,
right?
Yeah.
Let me see, Bob. Can you ask another question out of your show?
Yeah, I could do that. And this would be hockey-related.
Are we all on the same page that we wouldn't give Jarry 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
I think it's more of how much money per year. Rutherford liked to do those 5-year deals, 6-year deals. I don't know if I'd go that far, although I still think he can be that productive for that many years.
But I would like to apologize to Sergei Bobrovsky and anybody who likes him. He was 39-7 last year.
Not in the playoffs, he wasn't.
He's always good in the regular season.
I know, but I said he stinks. You don't go 39-7 with a .913 save percentage for the President's Trophy winner if you stink.
But if you're looking for a wins ratio with that offense, he should have won 39. That's a team that was leading every offensive category, if I remember.
I think you're being very mean to him, Bob.
No, I just think he's not worth that kind of money.
He also had a .911 save percentage in the postseason. He also held Tampa Bay to 2 goals in a 2-0 loss in game, whatever that was. So he wasn't that bad.
Competing against
Vasilevsky. I'm talking about his whole career in the postseason. It's not been good. Not to $10 million. Anyway,
now
if you had one choice.
Now my shame spiral is starting to deepen.
This is for the sixth position of defense for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. Here are your choices. Ty Smith, they just acquired him. Ron Hextall loves him. 22-year-old former number one pick.
He has waivers.
He has options. P.O. Joseph doesn't. Does that make it an automatic thing? If P.O. Joseph is outplayed by Ty Smith, do the Penguins owe it to themselves to go with the better player, or the one who has options goes down regardless?
Well, they have to keep 7, right?
Yeah.
We're already going to Penguins' third defense pair questions, for God's sakes. Bob.
Here we go. You wanted a showdown. No matter what I bring in, if I bring up President's Cup, you don't want to
talk about
it.
Ty
you
Pennington
have no idea.
Ty Smith.
So you leave me with nothing. I can
Who
bring
was
about
third baseman for the Pirates. Ty Wigginton. And who's Ty Pennington?
I think he's
quarterback
the
quarterback of the Jets. Chad Pennington.
Oh, yeah.
His brother.
No,
Ty Pennington is the isn't Ty. He the home remodel guy?
Ty
the
Pennington,
extreme home makeover guy.
Bob, I don't care which
All right.
guy it is. What's
you
the
wanted
difference
a showdown.
Between the
I told
them?
You there's not
They're
enough.
They're both young
if
defensemen
you,
who, are,
okay.
who appear
two
to have
Two of my
offensive
next questions
talent.
Are going to be the President's Cup. Are you going to shun me then, too?
Yeah.
I can't touch
well,
NFL
you
topics.
That.
You don't. You own the NFL topics. We're going around the league, which is I told you
no,
why.
No, you can
is,
ask any topic you want. Ty
know,
Pennington
and
is
and
my
I do,
age,
and what do you
by
do?
The way. He was on the TLC Home Improvement reality show, Trading Spaces.
Missed
Sorry,
that
Bob.
Show. I missed,
yeah, I
it.
Missed that
All right,
whole
back to the round
thing.
The league.
Okay. With me or with you?
No, with you. It's, you're driving. I'm just in. Now I'm in the trunk.
It almost.
basically almost put me tape around my face and put me in the trunk.
It almost feels like sabotage at this point, Bob, that you're either sabotaging your own showdown or my trip around the league or both. Let's go to Tennessee, shall we? Where the Raiders go to 0-3 and the Titans basically save their season. The loser of this game was going to be put in a position where only one team to start 0-3 since the turn of the millennium has made the playoffs. Anybody in this building know who that team was? Anyone?
I don't.
Bob? Falsey? Wrong.
Start 1-3?
0-3.
0-3.
0-3.
Wrong. It was the Texans from somewhere in the Deshaun Watson
era. And they
lost
in the first round.
In the Bill O'Brien era, maybe.
You're wrong about that, too, Falsey. They won in the first round.
Hmm.
Just to be clear, Bob, Falsey was wrong twice in a row there.
Yeah, because he's got to point out everybody's
really
mistakes.
Difficult time to make the playoffs.
I wouldn't call that a mistake, just a wrong guess.
I know. Who'd they beat? The Bengals? Can I be wrong a third time?
You know, I think they did beat the Bengals, and that's a great guess. So you're one for three.
Yeah, they had a backup quarterback in, I believe.
I think they did. So they used Derrick Henry, and they win the game. Tannehill keeps his job. What do we make of these two teams? Are the Titans still going to be a contender, and are the Raiders done?
Well, I think the Titans in that division are. I don't like that division. We're talking Jacksonville may be the best, and I think the Raiders are really going to have a hard time making the playoffs.
I think the AFC West is not what I thought it was, and I thought it was going to be the best division. Now you'd have to say the NFC East is the best division, at least through the first 3 weeks. And you laugh, Folsey, but am I wrong?
I know. It looks that way through 3 weeks. But
New York's undefeated. The Giants.
New York's two games.
Okay, how about if they win tonight?
Then I'll maybe
Carolina
stand
Panthers
up and
were 3-0 last year.
I know
Bob.
That.
So were the Broncos.
And the Colts,
I like Dallas.
The Colts were 0-3, and they put together
the
a nice run before
Giants.
They
we'll
laid that egg in Jacksonville.
Tonight.
They
Giants,
suck, Bob.
Giants suck. They're not real.
You don't believe in the Giants, do you?
I'm just saying the AFC West is one we thought with all the quarterback play, they'd be terrific, and they'd, you know, and here, not so much. Russell Wilson has not played well.
And Herbert is injured.
Right. And Derek Carr is 0-3.
Right.
With all the weapons they brought in.
I know. So what's the best and worst division in the league?
NFC
the Chiefs
East.
Are still going to be there.
I still think the AFC North.
So might the Chargers
the
and
NFC,
Broncos.
The AFC
yeah,
North
but if
is
Herbert's
still
out for a while. Now they lost a tackle. Slater's a big loss. For them, they're saying he's out for the year.
You don't honestly believe the NFC East the best division?
No,
of football.
I just said the AFC North will emerge as the best division in football.
What?
I can't say that.
I can. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, I think the Baltimore Ravens, and I think Cleveland's roster is as good as any. Once they get their quarterback back, don't be surprised if all
left
three
out
teams.
One of the teams.
I know that, and I think
so
that's what makes
be fourth.
The Cleveland Browns stink.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They have a good roster. They have a very good roster.
They have a good offense outside of the quarterback, except they lack well, Amari Cooper is actually very good.
I love the way they run the ball, though.
Well, they've been doing that for a while.
You don't think when Deshaun Watson, if he's what?
They needed a 58-yard field goal to beat Carolina. They lost to the blanking Jets, and they barely beat the Steelers.
You can say that about any team. You always said earlier in the thing, it's a
three-point
league.
Yeah,
it's always one possession. Every team is in a one-possession game.
I'll make you a bet. Are we allowed to bet on the radio, Falsey?
Yes,
real monetary numbers? I don't think we are.
Well,
I'll bet you.
Hypothetically.
Golf, so, some golf like, related
I was gonna
stuff.
Say, all right. A golf match.
A golf outing where you also
Except
buy
he
me anything
play
I want
with
to
you
eat.
Again.
I did play with him.
I said again.
I'll bet you Cleveland doesn't have a winning record.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Okay. You're on. If I win, you have to pay for 18 holes of golf at the place of my choice plus
Pebble
surf
Beach.
And turf dinner.
Pebble Beach.
If you win, then you get to do the showdown alone next week.
Pebble Beach, right?
That's Pebble
not,
Beach.
That's not
that's
equal.
Right. You can't think that they're that good, though.
I think their roster's very good, yes.
Their defense is very
yes,
good?
Yes, I think it's good. I think their safeties have some issues right now, but I think overall that's a pretty good defense. And I think their offense is good enough. When Deshaun Watson gets back, the final six games, if he's what he's supposed to be, they're going to be a tough team to deal with. And if Brissett keeps them alive and well... until then, that can be a tough matchup for just about anybody.
Brissett looked pretty good Thursday night, didn't he?
He did. He did look good Thursday night. I'll acknowledge that, but that's a team, to me, that could ease. They'd lost to the Jets. They should have lost to Carolina.
And guess
what? And they're going to lose to
they
in
Atlanta.
They should
be 3-0.
They're going to lose in Atlanta.
I'll make you that bet, too.
Okay. I'll bet you. What's on the line for that one, Bob?
I don't know. We'll discuss.
Where are we here? Me or you? Can I go
I
again?
Think it's Bob.
Go ahead. Yeah, because you went twice with
Bob. Went twice.
I went twice because he told me to.
No, I'm not Didn't saying. He? You don't have to be so defensive.
No, you made it sound like I demanded no.
I just pointed and he goes, who is next? And I go, you went twice. Let him go twice. I'm not criticizing
him. He went.
For
he took twice.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's what you said.
That's stupid for you to say. Stupid. Stupid. You going to call me stupid again today?
Call you stupid. I can't believe it. Go ahead, Joe.
Remember that one, Bob?
When you called Ron stupid?
Yeah, because I'm going to vote for Aaron Judge instead of Otani. Yeah. That's stupid.
No, the logic of not bringing a guy who's on a bad team to win the MVP is stupid logic. I've always maintained that.
Stupid.
Ravens 37, Patriots 26.
Well, Lamar looked great, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of great tight ends in the league, but I'd do a lot worse than Mark Andrews. What a player he is, big time. And then we saw the cornerbacks came back yesterday, right? Marcus Peters and who was the other guy? Made a couple big plays. Who's the other cornerback for that? Humphrey,
yeah. Was he back yesterday?
They both were back. They're a much better team when those guys play.
Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are the two most valuable players in the league, speaking of MVPs. He's a running back and a quarterback.
Which is why he made the right choice in not accepting their offer and saying, I'm worth more and I will go in that
direction. Until he tears up a knee next week or the week
after. Well, that's a risk he's taken, but he has 12 touchdown passes so far in three games.
He's unbelievable. And he had 11 carries for 107 yards, including a 38. He's a top – I think he might be a top five running back.
Do
if
yourself
he wanted,
a favor.
If he wanted to
look
be.
At the rushing leaders right now.
I know.
Is he number one in the
He's
NFL?
He's unbelievable.
Is he number one in the NFL?
You give him the ball, and let's say Najee, he has a way greater chance of making a big play.
Oh, there's no question.
Now, I realize it's different circumstances.
I don't know. If you look at his rushing numbers so far in three games, he's got to be up there at the top with all the running backs.
He's number four.
And then he throws for four touchdowns and has 110.3 rating. And then the Patriots...
You know, it makes
Mac
you wonder
Jones
about
has
Bill
a high
Belichick.
Ankle sprain. He has a high ankle
said
sprain
he
now.
He could be out for a long time.
But he also had no touchdowns and three picks, including one in the end zone. He's got two touchdowns and five picks. This is a disaster, Ron.
Makes you think about Bill Belichick. You know, without and you can all due respect, but you take Tom Brady away from them, they've morphed into this, and you put Tom Brady with Tampa, they win a Super Bowl. So,
do you think if you put Bill Belichick with Tampa, he wins a Super Bowl
weapons? Without Tom Brady. Or just before.
No, with Tom Brady.
My point is, he has been, that argument always was out there, Belichick or Brady. I've always maintained it's Brady.
I always take the quarterback.
Yeah,
is there
I
any situation
will.
There where you take the coach, where you
no,
think it was more to do with the coach?
It's like anything in sports. If you have the talent, which is why people who criticize Derek Shelton, I think, are a little premature in that you can't come up with a logical. Now, you could pick apart things he's done, but that roster is not good enough. I don't care who your manager is. So.
Get no argument from me on that.
Did you know, Bob, that Derek Shelton has the single worst record in the history of baseball? Modern day baseball. Outside of the guy who
Toronto.
Managed, Roy Hartsfield, who managed the expansion
right.
Blue Jays.
Okay.
So no, I'm not negating your point. That's just a trivia question.
Who would have done better?
I agree. I agree with that. They tanked for 3 years, and his record is 136 and 239.
By the way, the run differential, it's pretty staggering. Gene Collier put this out the other day, and I couldn't believe it. It's now minus 255, I think, versus the team, the Dodgers are like plus three. It's a 600 run difference.
They've been beaten by double-digit runs.
Yeah.
Who did a better job
times.
Of tanking, these Pirates or the 83-84 Penguins?
Oh, the Penguins.
The Penguins.
Did they?
Penguins.
Not so sure about that.
We don't know where this is going to end. Part of tanking is then you have to
they
pick
can find
and
a
develop.
Mario Lemieux-like player.
Well, that's out of their control.
That's out of their control.
But the actual losing of games and losing it the way that they do, getting blown out almost all the time, is they've taken tanking to a new art form here.
But there is light at the end of the tunnel, I think. At least you're starting to see it. It may
yes,
not be at the
I
end
agree
of the tunnel.
With that.
We're starting to get into that tunnel.
Yeah, that's why the Penguins tanked twice. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It's why the Orioles and Braves and Astros, you want me to keep going? In baseball? Half
no.
the teams that are good now tanked at one time. But you have to add to your roster, you eventually have to spend some money, and I think the time is now for them. There's a big injury, a couple of them in the NFL. We'll continue our little trip around the league, including just an ugly, ridiculous game last night, but also a significant one. We'll get to that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, gentlemen, back to the NFL. In a wild, wild Sunday around the league. And one place we didn't go yet was, what was the game I wanted to go to? Oh, yes, this one. Bengals 27, Jets 12. The Bengals were also on the verge of being 0-3, which is basically a death knell for the all the 2000s, 2010s. One team has come back from 0-3. Are you confident that the Bengals will be who we thought they were? Because the reality is they had 7 losses last season. So did the Steelers. They're 1-2 right now. So are the Steelers who beat them. Are we convinced that the Bengals are way better or even better than the Steelers?
Oh, I think they might be better, two way better, somewhere in between because of Burrow. He had the rough start. How many times was he sacked yesterday? I didn't even
two.
See.
Two, so yeah,
13
it
in the first two games, two yesterday. I think he's going to get it together with those receivers. T. Higgins had a big day yesterday. I think they're going to start to get rolling a little bit here.
Plus their defenses, it can change the dynamics of a game, and it did yesterday. Flacco, who looked so good against Cleveland late in the game, couldn't do much. Turnovers for them, 2 interceptions, 2 lost fumbles. Hendrickson around edge, he would – They're getting to play the way I think they're capable of playing. And so it was much needed to avert 0-3, but I think you're going to see them go on a little bit of a roll.
Man, I picked them for the Super Bowl. So in hopes of being right, I guess that would be good. But they also have games coming up against Miami and at Baltimore. So it wouldn't be like completely stunning if they came out of that 1-4.
No, but all these teams play the same team. So, I mean, you're going to have to face them sooner or later. And you knew that going into this season. So if you think they're good enough to deal with them, and I do.
I think the Thursday night game is a great matchup for them at home. Miami just like poured it all out against Buffalo in that game. That was a crazy game.
Is it in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
That's a short week for Miami and have to travel. That's tough.
Yeah, I think that's a case of not who you play, but when you play them. That feels like a big win for the Bengals. So I generally agree with you. But at some point, you'd like the Bengals to kind of take off, right?
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not saying you would root for that.
No, but if you think they're good, then
you need to see it. We need to see it at some point. And there's big questions about their offensive line. Big. I think. I'm still not.
Well, they were
at
better
convinced.
Yesterday.
Well, they
yeah,
played
the Jets.
I know, but
worst defense in all of football. I still have questions about that offensive line in front of Burrow. Here's one for you. Jaguars 38, Chargers 10.
My Super Bowl pick Chargers.
I mean, their quarterback is hurt. I had this injury. And I'm not an NFL quarterback, but I know what it feels like to have torn cartilage in a rib cage, and he was another guy yesterday. And because he's hurt.
And they didn't take him out of the game after the fight was over.
How about that?
Staley is getting all kind of criticism for
that.
He
should.
They lost their left tackle Slater for the year with a torn bicep. Yeah, I mean, it's not good. And I think we said all along, and Joe, you might have been the first one on the Jacksonville bandwagon, Trevor Lawrence is going to become a star. I'm convinced of that.
And they spent an awful lot of money. And that money is being, produce, what's the word I'm looking for there, where they're just getting the dividends
well
from
spent.
It. Well spent. They have Christian Kirk, who I thought that was an overpriced receiver. I did. But so far, it's only three games. Keep that in mind. But he's been really good. He's been a big factor in what Jacksonville has done. To go, I think their record had been 3-15 on West Coast trips in the last 18 games. They very seldom win out there. They dominated a team that many picked to go to the Super Bowl. So.
That's
good
the thing.
Them.
They got high picks on defense.
But there's no way
defense.
That Justin Herbert should have been playing in that game.
When it was 38-10 with 5 minutes left, that guy had
game.
Him on the field. That's
terrible.
That's derelict of duty there.
Joe, can I say one thing about one game?
Yeah. Wait, let me finish on Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think, is a star. He's got James Robinson and ETN now. They combined for 145 yards rushing. He's got Kirk, Zay Jones, who's a really good player, Marvin Jones, as targets, and then they have all these high picks on defense. Devin Lloyd, a guy a lot of people thought the Steelers should get. 3 passes defense, 7 solo tackles. He had a great game. They're good, and I think they got the right coach. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but they have the right coach.
Well, that brings up another question that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that Etienne turns out to be a better running back than Najee Harris?
Yes. It's possible, although it seems like Robinson
was drafted right after.
Yeah,
right?
It seems like Robinson is their guy. That's the thing. He was the 100-yard rusher.
Okay,
but ETN had a bunch of catches.
A really good player.
Yeah, and they're dangerous. But go ahead, next game.
I just wanted to mention Kansas City losing. We just saw the clip on TV again at halftime. Mahomes, a pretty heated argument with Eric Bieniemy as offensive coordinator. And Andy Reid actually had to pull Patrick Mahomes away.
Yes.
Trouble in paradise there, maybe?
I think a little bit. I don't know.
I didn't see the stats. What did Juju do yesterday?
90 yards receiving.
He did. How many catches?
I can't remember. Maybe 7.
Yeah, pretty
it was
good.
6 or 7. That's not bad. They're going to utilize him more, I think, as the year goes on. They should.
Juju.
That, middle
one
of the
other
field.
Thing that's totally off track, talking what former Pittsburgh receivers, you see – Jordan Addison had the winning catch for SC.
Yeah.
He's the best receiver in the country again, isn't he?
Imagine
if he
was still here.
You could certainly argue that, right?
No doubt. And now the Chiefs have to go into Tampa for a night game. A desperate Raiders team, Buffalo, at San Fran, Tennessee, Jacksonville.
That's brutal.
At the Chargers, Rams, at Cincinnati. And then they have a little break with Houston. That's a pretty hard schedule.
I thought when I first saw it at the beginning of the year that was the hardest schedule of any team in the NFL. If you looked around and see, and again, based on what you thought were some of these teams emerging into, and I think Jacksonville's one of them, but, away games are tough. And yes, they have Patrick Mahomes, and yes, they have Andy Reid, but they're going to lose their share of games, I think, too.
Juju's averaging 13 yards a catch, which is up 5. He's fumbled twice, Juju has.
Boy, I remember a big game in New Orleans. And a home game against Baltimore.
But he's only
That was overtime.
That was a duck game, right?
Yep, that was.
They should have won that game.
He's only got 14 catches in 3 games, so it's not like he's setting the world on fire here. He does have a 53-yarder. Did you see their guy, L'Jarius Sneed, had 20 tackles in this game? 20 solo tackles.
Solo?
Yes.
You don't see 20 solo tackles ever.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, and 2 sacks.
Wow.
That's a pretty good game.
So he should be the defensive player of the week then.
I would think. And did they win the game? Anyone?
Who?
The Chiefs.
No, they lost.
They lost.
They wind up losing to the Colts because they gave it away at the end. That's the problem. With an idiot penalty on the winning drive. And the Colts still stink, by the way. You guys agree with that?
Yeah, pretty much. They're going to win a few games just because the NFL is like this. Games you would never think teams are going to win, they win.
This
wasn't a good day for the Steelers yesterday with Baltimore and Cincinnati winning. You know, and a lot of AFC teams won yesterday. Denver over San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, maybe at the end of the year, those kind of games come back and hurt you when you're going for a wild card.
Let's talk about a big story emerging with the Jets as they get ready to come to Acrisure Stadium. What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER2. What's Cooking also brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevy today. A little bit cloudy here with a high up in the mid-60s. However, Bob, I'd like to invite you to play golf Friday morning at 7:15 at Moon Golf Club with me.
Sorry, no control.
You're lying.
I would love to be able to play again, but not at 7:15 in the morning.
Just Ron?
Doesn't fit my bill.
That's still the night before for Bob.
You're right.
7:15.
I'm still sleeping.
What'd you think of Narduzzi's onside kick the other day? Anyone?
I didn't see it.
I didn't have a problem with it. Did you?
I fluctuate. Narduzzi's pettiness, sometimes I admire. Sometimes I don't. This one I kind of liked. I had no problem with it. Did they rough up Pitt's kicker before that? Is that what happened?
I think so. And it led to.
And then he did an onside.
That's his alma mater, Rhode Island.
Yeah, he did an onside kick with a lead against Rhode Island. That's tremendous.
I don't have a problem with that.
Bolsey, you like that?
I feel like there was some kind of backstory there with him in Rhode Island, don't you think?
Well, didn't they just get a flag for hitting Pitt's kicker? I thought that's what prompted it.
Yeah, I guess.
Either way, how often do you see a team leading Rhode Island and doing an onside kick? There's something admirable about this.
Right? I liked it.
Bob,
Georgia,
I loved it.
Did you see, Coltsy said this, that Georgia Tech's coach was fired.
Now, what
so
a
there's
disaster.
No handshake. I was looking forward to the handshake or lack of it at the end of this coming
Wait,
game.
Well, there was another handshake story.
They kissed and made up last year, though. It happened in 20 where they didn't shake and then
yeah,
it did
Yeah, but I still, you
year.
Know, this would have been.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they kissed and made up.
Well,
it's too bad for Pitt that the Coastal Division's going to die because, I mean,
yeah,
they know that he has figured out a way to beat those programs. They fluctuate every year. Look at Miami. Dick Van Dyke got pulled. Did you see that?
How do they have 4 teams ranked ahead of Pitt in this latest poll?
And Pitt has to play none of them.
Yeah, but
it's a shame for them that the Coastal's going to die. I mean,
well, they own the Coastal. There's
if they win it again this year, they will have won 3. Nobody else has won more than 1.
It's a green light to get to the championship game, and then who knows?
Their schedule is unbelievably easy, on paper, anyway.
They should win just about every game left,
They should
I
be
think.
Favored every game until Miami.
Yep.
And maybe even then with what Miami's going through.
You're a Van Dyke guy, though. You're going to say that watch out for him.
He's going to bounce back. You would have
I think Cristobal's going to be gone maybe by the end of the year, and I think they're going to walk in.
He's a first-year guy, though.
I know.
They're not going to
It's Miami.
They're not going to fire him after –
It's the
he
Coastal.
He played there too, didn't he? Or he used
It's the Coastal
there.
Division. You lose. Who'd they lose to?
They lost to at Texas A&M, and then they got beat
they
at home.
Yeah,
by
they,
Pitt's going to go in there and
Tennessee
win.
State.
Middle Tennessee.
You know how I know Pitt's going to go in there and win, Bob? Because I looked into the crystal ball.
You like that horse?
Horse?
You like that?
I like it.
Did you like that, Fulzy?
First of all.
Have a good night, gentlemen. Ron, I'll see you in the morning. Bob, I'll see you Friday morning on the first tee.
See you at 10 tomorrow.
I'll give you a stroke a hole.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.